Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's great to be here with you. And today I want to talk about striving for perfection and if that's something that might be holding you back. And that might sound kind of interesting and maybe ironic or, you know, counterintuitive. But here's the thing, you know, we know, like, I'm a Christian, and so I know the Savior said, he says that, like, we should be perfect, like our Father in heaven is, you know, and so we're all striving to be perfect, and I think that's great. There's nothing wrong with striving to be perfect, but there is, in a sense, you know, depending on how we do it. So when I was in Croatia, I was a missionary there, and I was, you know, learning the language. And one of the things that, like, when I was learning it, I really wanted to speak really well, and I didn't want to make mistakes. I really wanted to be perfect, in a sense. And so in the beginning, I'd been there for a couple weeks, and I remember I would not talk that much, right? We were talking to some friends or some people, and I would just talk very slowly because I just wanted to make sure I wasn't making any mistakes. I wanted to, like, be perfect at it right away. And if anybody has learned a language, you know that that is not the right way to do it, for sure. it's not the right way, but that's what I thought. I just was like, I got to be perfect. I don't want to mess up, so I'm just going to do that very slowly and do that. And I noticed that after a while, I just still wasn't talking that much, and I wasn't getting better at Croatian. It wasn't something I was able to continue to improve very quickly because I just wanted to be perfect. And so what I had to do is I had to be okay with making mistakes. I had to say, okay, I'm just going to try talking. And the cool thing is when you're learning a language, other people are very forgiving. And so they're going to help you out too. So you start talking and say this, and then they try and hint at the thing. Oh yeah, that's the thing I was trying to say. Or they'll say, oh yeah, you actually say it like this in a very nice way. And it allows you to get that feedback right away and to continue to go forward. And so what do you do instead of trying to be perfect all the time, right? Again, that's the goal. We want to be perfect, and that's great, but we need to do it in a different way than just saying, oh, like, that's the only way that I can do it, is I just have to, like, keep doing it and, like, until I'm perfect. Like, we need to have faith. We need to have faith that everything's going to work out even when we make mistakes, even when we don't do things perfectly. That's part of the journey, that's part of the process, and that's part of why we're here, is so that we can continue to get better, continue to learn. And so it's really important for us to, yes, shoot for perfection, shoot to be the very best person that we can. But it's really important to do it out of faith and to know that God can work with you how you are right now. Like, you're at the perfect spot that where you need to be. Now, yes, you need to get better. Yes, you need to grow. You need to change. Like, that's the whole point of this life. But you need to know that you're at a great spot, and that when you have faith in God and you seek Him and you try to follow Him, that He will help you along the way. He's going to help you to get there, and that will allow you to go so much faster. Again, when I learned Croatian, that was the thing. I started having more faith and saying, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do it my way. I'm just going to open my mouth and talk, and I'm going to keep trying to do better. And as I do that, I know I'm going to get better. And I know that God was able to bless me because of that. He was able to help me to learn the language much faster. And so I was able to take an attitude of faith towards that. And so that's what we need to do is, you know, we all are striving to be the best that we can be, and that's great. And the way to do that is to have faith. It's for us to have faith to take the next step, to continue to go forward and keep doing better and better. And as we do that, then we'll continue to work towards perfection, and we'll be able to see that. And so I really appreciate you tuning into this. It's going to be a quick one today, but I hope that that helps you, you know, when you are feeling that nagging of, like, oh, I have to be perfect. I'm just like, no, just have faith and take the next step. And I know that that makes a massive impact and a massive difference. So thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate it. Rate and subscribe if you haven't already. And we will talk to you tomorrow.